51st birthday. When George was born, the council rehoused us in a prefab, then a small house, and when we outgrew that, we moved to Dickens Avenue, where I shared a bed with my brothers. My mum, Jean, was the seventh of seven children. During the war, she worked at a munitions factory in Glasgow, packing 25-pound shells with cordite. She married my father in May 1946, and dedicated her life to bringing up us kids in an era with none of today's labour-saving devices. I can't believe how hard my parents worked, just raising a family, especially my mum. During the war, my father served with the Argyll and Sutherland Highlanders. After the fall of Singapore, he and his friend Robert King were captured by the Japanese. Then the transporter they were on was bombed by the Americans. My father watched helpless, as many of his companions drowned. He always said that if he hadn't been a strong swimmer, he wouldn't have survived. After several hours in the water, he was rescued, not by the Americans, but by the Japanese again. What a choice. Drown, or face life in a prison camp. After hard labour on the notorious Burma Railway, he and Robert were taken to Nagasaki to work in a mine near where the Americans dropped the atomic bomb. Somehow he survived, but at the end of the war, the liberators described my dad, 6 foot tall but weighing under 7.